All right, welcome everyone to the June 26, 2025 meeting of the Bethel Township Zoning Commission. We are called to order this evening at 7:30. I will start with the roll. Mr. Wilkerson?
Here.
Ms. Swank?
Here.
Mr. Hurt?
Here.
Mr. Corbett?
Here.
And Ms. Furter?
Here.
All right, I will turn it over to the chair to read the opening statement.
Okay, good evening. I call to order the Zoning Commission meeting for this day, Thursday, June 26, 2025. At 7:30 p.m. What's that? Okay. At this time, I would like to review the commission procedures for the benefit of those in attendance tonight. The purpose of the Zoning Commission and the powers and duties of the Zoning Commission are delineated in the Ohio Revised Code. The Zoning Commission is legally vested with the power to recommend to the Board of Trustees the rezoning of land in the unincorporated portion of Bethel Township. The Zoning Commission recommends approval with modifications, or denial of zoning amendment as requested. The Board of Trustees has the final authority on all rezoning matters. The procedure for review of the zoning amendment request will be as follows. The zoning administrator will introduce the request and will make the presentation regarding the proposed amendment. Following the presentation, we will hear comments from the public. Anyone addressing the commission must come to the podium and give their name and address for the record. Only commission members may ask questions of those speaking. Comments will be heard in the following order. Comments from the applicant, comments from those for the request, comments from those against the request. After all comments are heard, public discussion will be closed, and the commission may continue the discussion of the request and ask follow-up questions. The chair will then call for a motion on the request. Further discussion on the motion may be held. Following that, the zoning administrator will take a roll call vote. On the date of the next trustee meeting that satisfies the legal timeline criteria, the request will be heard at a public hearing. After the public hearing, the request will be voted on by the trustees. The rezoning takes effect 30 days after the vote.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Wilkerson. So, the Board of Zoning Appeals, for those that were not in attendance, did approve all five of the variances that were necessary for the rezoning to be considered in this evening's meeting. And I will go ahead and read the staff report. And just for clarification on procedures as well, those speaking at the podium, you come up, say your name and address, but there's not a need to be sworn in at this meeting like there was for the Board of Zoning Appeals. Just to throw that out there for clarification. All right, the case before the Zoning Commission this evening is case ZA-0325, a request from Donna Taylor of 6384 East Hefner Road, Tip City, Ohio, 45371, to rezone Miami County Parcel ID A01-015801 to R1 AAA. This is a 1.5 acre parcel currently zoned I-1. Again, the property owner is Donna Taylor. Address is 6384 East Hefner Road, Tip City, Ohio, 45371. Current zoning is I-1 Light Industrial. It is being requested to be rezoned to R-1 AAA Single Family Residential. Location of the property is the third parcel to the west on the south side of Hefner Road. Existing land use is residential, and it is traditional neighborhood under the Bethel Land Use Plan. You can see here on the map the surrounding land uses. To the north is R1 AAA Single Family Residential. To the south is R1 AAA Single Family Residential. To the east is I-1 Light Industrial. And to the west is A-2 General Agriculture. There is 163 feet of road frontage. The property does have access to water, but is on septic per Miami County Sanitary Engineering. The Miami County Planning Commission recommended unanimously to recommend approval. And you can see here on the exhibit, so this property right here is the property in question with the black marker on it. You can see here an aerial view of the property. I'm going to zoom in a little bit so that we get an idea of what we're looking at. So this property right here, this is the residence on the property, and then this is the accessory building to the rear of the residence. And then obviously the outline of the property here. This is the property next to it that is still I-1 Light Industrial. That will be pursued at a later date if necessary. And then street view, you can see from Hefner, the residence, and then the accessory structure shop in the back here. I believe that does conclude the staff report. I'll turn it back over to the chair.
Okay. At this time, we'll hear comments from the applicant. Is the applicant here?
Jess Taylor on the property at 6384 East Hefner Road. What we are trying to do at this point is get this property in conformity with the rest of the neighborhood. There was a business that had been running out of the garage, but that has been 75 years ago and more. So a lot of this happened before Bethel Township even had zoning regulations. We don't have records really on how they did this or if the property was split into part residence and part industrial. We were under the impression that was the case since there has always been somebody living in the house, even though it was zoned light industrial. It does not need the light industrial zoning at this point. It needs to be a residence like every other property in there. And as far as the variances, now that we have them, we at least are under, you know, we qualify now for the zoning. And as you can see from the plat layouts, our property is pretty much the same as anybody else's in this neighborhood. If it were left as light industrial on a dead-end road, our only option would be then to turn around and try to sell it as a business. And honestly, I don't think our neighbors would be very happy with that. Nobody wants that traffic coming in and out. Kids play out in the street all the time. It's a nice, quiet neighborhood, and it needs to stay that way. About all I have. Y'all have any questions?
Any questions for the applicant?
I guess I just have, out of curiosity, so the other property next door that is zoned light industrial mm-hmm. as well, do you know how that is being used today?
It's a residence.
Okay.
Yes. I have a question. I can't remember their last name now to save me.
The Mars?
Yeah. The Mars property. Mm-hmm. Does the Mars still live there?
Yes.
Okay. It wasn't until I got up here and looked at that map and realized I thought the other property that they were talking about in the with the Board of Zoning Appeals was the other side. That property, I know how that property also was zoned industrial to start with. Mars' dad, the current mm-hmm. owner that lives there, his dad, and I don't know, he may also be in the HVAC business, I don't know. Mm-hmm. His dad was. And when zoning first went into effect in 1955, they were there in that property and it was zoned industrial because of the fact that Calvin Lee had your property and had the short run business right. in there, which was a small machine shop, and Mars had the HVAC business that he ran basically out of his house. Mm-hmm. And that property has been a contention when we had previous zoning inspectors and everything in there, just because of the condition of the property.
Right.
It doesn't conform now at all to what the neighborhood should be as far as residential. But that explains how both of those properties were right. originally zoned industrial.
Any other questions?
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, at this time we'll hear comments for the motion. Are there any comments for the request?
It's a lot more involved than what we expected, so we've been in process for how long, Kim?
A few months.
Yeah, it's been a while. We didn't realize about the zoning, and Cody has been so patient. But I still could not believe when we thought we had worked out the insurance, because they told us if the house were a total loss, it couldn't be rebuilt because of the zoning. And we thought we had worked all that out, and then my husband said, well, are we even allowed to live there? And I said, wow, I don't know. Let's ask our realtor. And she said, well, I'm sure you're allowed to live there. But she called Cody, and Cody said, actually, no, you're not allowed to live there. So this is kind of our dream property. My husband is an engineer, and he loves to play in that outbuilding. He's so excited about it. He can get home from work. He's got this old...
What year car is it? What kind of car is it?
So he's got this old 65 Thunderbird convertible, and he's dying to get in there and work on that, and he's got antique machines. But I'm real excited too, because when we first got there and I got out of the car to look at the house, it just felt so peaceful. I just had this. And so I would like to see the zone change, because I would really like to live there. And Donna and Jess, they've already got an offer in on a property in Mississippi, so dragging this out, it's actually a hardship on them, because they're still paying the mortgage here, plus they're, have you started paying down there yet?
Not yet.
But they're getting close, I think, so that's all I wanted to say. I hope you change the zoning and we can get moving and move in. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, are there any other comments for the request? Seeing none, are there any comments against the request? Anyone against? Okay. Seeing that there are no comments against the request, we'll close this portion of the meeting for public comment, and we'll... The Zoning Commission will speak amongst ourselves. You guys say?
Basically, it's a moot point as far as I'm concerned. We're trying to clean up a lot of the problems that we've got with legacy zoning, and this falls right into it. Mm-hmm. I actually will make a motion that we recommend approval to the trustees for rezoning of this to R1 AAA.
Second.
Okay.
Okay. On the motion to recommend approval of ZA-0325 to the Bethel Township Board of Trustees, Mr. Wilkerson?
Yes.
Ms. Swank?
Yes.
Mr. Hurt?
Yes.
Mr. Corbett?
Yes.
And Ms. Berger?
Yes.
All right, this motion passes. I will pass the recommendation along to the Board of Trustees, and then the Board of Trustees will hold a hearing on this. Under ORC, it is required to be more than 10 days, but not more than 30. Not more than 30. Between 10 and 30 days from today. So that will be advertised publicly, much in the same vein as this meeting and the Board of Zoning Appeals meetings were advertised. So please attend that meeting as well if you would like. That closes the case on ZA-0325 for the Zoning Commission.
Okay.
Much the same as, unfortunately, the Board of Zoning Appeals. I was negligent in getting the minutes out for the previous meeting to the board in time for the meeting this evening, so those will be moved to the next meeting's agenda for approval.
Okay.
So at this time, unless there's any other board business, I will take a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I move to adjourn.
I'll second.
All right, is there any dissent? Hearing none, we stand adjourned at 7:45.
Good, quick.
Turn it on. Put it on.